Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hey. And for, you know, for her Thursday, the Thursday guest on the part of the show, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am. This psychic is here.
Yes, psychic medium Dale Shear. This is always such an exciting day that I look forward to every
on Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I look forward.
You know, I
miss you too. Hello.
I mean,
everybody's
no,
talking at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think it's dead air. It's just, but what do you do to get ready for the show?
What? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
I love that. It comes just supernaturally.
I tickle my head. I raise my eyebrows. I cough a little to make sure my voice is okay. What do you do to get ready? How do you get ready? You know, you just do it.
Right. Well, so I think some people do say little prayers and all of that, but she just is always ready, and it always is there for her. And you know what? You say it like it is, and I love that. You know what?
Yeah,
if it's good news, it's good news. If it's not, it's not. Sorry. I mean, you were not sorry.
You're crazy.
You know,
you
I like the truth.
You had a question for me, Barb, about John
Dennis,
about Johnny Carson.
Yes. I was, you know, looking through your website, your Facebook, and that I saw this photo of you with Johnny Carson, which then I used for a thumbnail for our YouTube show that you were our special guest on, which is now every Thursday. Please tell us the story. How did you meet Johnny Carson? I love him.
Okay, in brief. Let me just say, do we have callers yet, John? Or?
We have some callers, yes.
Okay. Well, let me briefly talk about this. This is bizarre. I grew up in New Jersey, New York area, and I think I was about 12 or 13 years old, and I passed by the television, and I saw him doing the show, Who Do You Trust? And I was a little kid, you know, what do I know? And I looked at him on TV, and I said, I'm going to marry him. Now, where that came from, I don't even know, okay? So I went on this obsessive hunt to find him. And it was easy to take the buses in from West New York, New Jersey, into New York City very easily, all by myself, you know, at 13.
Mm-hmm.
I had tickets from school to a show called What's My Line. John, you remember that one? The TV show?
I've heard of it.
He must be younger than I think, Barbara. Anyway, so I was supposed to report on that for the class. Well, I had the tickets in hand. I went to New York, and as I'm walking down one of the streets, right by Sardi's, actually, I saw Johnny Carson, Who Do You Trust? I go, oh, my God, that's the man I'm going to marry. You know, what do I know? I'm a little kid, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
cute. You were 13,
I know, I got
though, right?
Around 13? There, yeah. Maybe 12. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, but then I decided to go up to the show and see if I could get tickets for that show. And out walks Johnny Carson from Sardi's with Ed McMahon. I think I almost passed out. As a kid.
Wow.
Anyway, we became very good friends, and I used to go every Friday to his show. After school, I would go to his show. He became like my alternate parent. He'd help me with schoolwork. He'd help me with everything. And we became very close, you know.
That is close.
No, it got closer, just like yours. he got the Tonight Show in 1960, I believe, and everything was a storm because Then my dad figured out I was tracking Johnny Carson down, and my father, being the old mafia, decided to track me down. So,
oh.
Johnny was getting his show, and he was going to be on the show, and tonight's show, and my dad decided that we were moving to Los Angeles, which killed me. Because I never to go to L.A. because New York girl. You just, you know, back east and L.A. just don't get along real well. So anyway, I was crying like there was no tomorrow. And Johnny said, don't worry. You'll love it there. They have pools and they have all this stuff in it, and it'll be wonderful. And I said, I'm never going to see you again. And he goes, of course you will. Well, needless to say, 5 years or so went by, or 6 years. And you know, he moved the show to Los Angeles. He would go up and back. And that's how I started to get more involved with him. So I'll leave it at that.
Wow. Okay. We have a good imagination.
I knew him to the day of his death. I was emailing him. So, you know.
Wow. Now I have chills all over my arms and my legs. And why would I get that? Why would I? I love that.
I
that
don't
means
know
something.
Because every time he came to Los Angeles, I went down to NBC and I went to all the shows. And I would stay in the lighting booth, you know, and watch every celebrity in the world, you know, march by. But Johnny was not into celebrities. He was into being a Scorpio and being himself and being with one person and having fun and taking a brown bag of lunch to work, hoping he wouldn't get poisoned. I mean, a lot of videos.
Wow. He was big time. But, I mean, isn't that divine intervention where you had that in your mind? That was a dream. You made that come true. You were right there at the right place at the right time when he was walking out and you were standing there to see him. I mean, that is not by accident.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot. I know, but that happens to me a lot. I mean, I almost married him, but, I mean, it just wasn't – I did get married to my first husband. And I loved him very much. And then it was just on again, off. I was married. Johnny was married. Then he got a divorce and I got a divorce. It was weird, you know. So, he wasn't someone that I wanted to marry. He was someone to have fun with and play with and have a good time.
Right. And, wow, that is a very special, that's a special story with, I'm sure, a lot of amazing memories.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff involved with that.
So obviously you were reading people. You've done that for since you were so young. Did you do that a lot for him?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know I had the ability then. I just, you know, thought that I did was normal. I didn't know. It wasn't until a later age that I realized I had my ability, that it was, you know,
but listen to this. Right? How great. See, sometimes when we're young or any time of age, we feel like, oh no, now I have to move. This is horrible. I won't be able to see this person anymore. But then looking back, isn't it better to have moved when you're young than he moves to you rather than you have like this relationship he has to move and you have to stay when you're older? How horrible would have that would have been? Really bad.
No,
you know,
I've heard some people say that Carson was a skeptic when it came to the paranormal.
Yes, he was.
And so, I mean, what did he think about the idea of you being psychic?
I never told him, except he found out. And then he said that I always knew where he would be before he got there. So indirectly, the Karnak bit came from me in the sense of who I was.
Wow. I do remember that.
And I do remember one time just before he quit the show, his son died and he quit the show. And the one time, Ed McMahon, who is big on psychics, he was kind of making fun of me, you know, in a sense, psychics. I remember watching TV that day, and I remember Johnny saying, Hey, she's a very nice girl. I don't want you to make fun of her at all.
Wow.
You know, so I was always, you know, it's just like your thing with Trump, you know, where you're always protected. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Yep. That feels good.
Anyway, do we have a caller, John?
Yeah.
Sure do.
Somebody's waiting,
right,
aren't they?
610.
610, you are live on the air with psychic medium Dale Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Christopher Fisher from Allentown, PA.
From where, honey?
Allentown, PA.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. You've been struggling with some health issues. What's going on there?
I have cervical spinal, central cervical spinal stenosis, and above it, spina bifida.
Wow.
Found out I have no arch in the first two bones of my neck.
Mm. Okay, so what do you need to know? What do you need to know, sweetheart?
I'd like to know if I'm trying to think of this because I know it's not a good idea to really ask health questions to a psychic because I'm psychic myself.
You know, I'm very good at health things. So what do you want to know?
I'm curious, because I have cerebral palsy also, will I make it
I know, you're wanting to know if you're going to get better somewhat, yes?
Actually, I'll stay the same. That's, my wonder is if a surgery will make me worse.
Okay, what kind of surgery are you having? I want to know.
I want to do neck stabilization plus a laminotomy, like three different operations.
I will be honest with you. I'm not a doctor. That I won't answer. I can't answer, okay? But I will tell you, in the future, I see you being better. So you're going to have to trust your doctors on that and just get as many opinions as you can before you get that surgery. And that's for anybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the best I can tell you, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long course learning about this, and there's
stop
no
worrying.
Cure for it.
Okay, stop worrying. Let go. Let God. Just whatever's going to happen will happen. If you're meant to be on this earth, you will, and if you're not, you won't. So that's the best I can tell you, and that's the best news I can say. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good
Thank
advice.
You for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a good
keep
day.
Keep listening. I will. Thank you. You too.
All right.
Okay, Johnny, next one.
Okay, the next
We've
one.
We've been getting some heavy calls. Okay.
That is heavy.
Yeah. Is area code 860. You're on the air.
8860. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question
Hi.
For psychic medium Dale Scheer?
Hello, this is Amala. How are you, Barbara? How you do, Jonathan?
Hi, I'm Amala. Doing great.
Hi.
Hey, Pamela,
Good
where
are
you
voice.
From?
Connecticut.
Amala.
Pardon?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Okay. And yes. why are you in and out of a car all the time? What are you doing in and out of a car?
In and out of a car. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Today for sure I've been in and out, like constantly go on the move, going from one place to the other.
I know. It's like, it's really, you're doing what I did today. It's exhausting.
Yeah, I'm a little exhausted, but it's actually exciting because, I'm pursuing my career as far as like speaking. There's a conference actually this coming weekend, and that's what I'm actually calling about. Is
okay. Where let's get to the facts. Where is the conference? What is the conference?
Okay. Sure, sure. It's a holistic conference, and I'm going to be a guest. I'm not going to, I applied to be a speaker, but I didn't get in. That's okay. I'm going for networking, and I also like the venue and the schedule. It's in Southern Connecticut by the shoreline.
Okay, you're driving there?
Yeah, I'm getting a ride there, yep.
It's fabulous. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to meet a lot of new people. You're going to talk. It's all going to be good, you know, and so it's a
That's
good
awesome.
Thing.
Do you feel me meeting, like, somebody who's like-minded, like, partnership-wise over there, or is that
yes,
something
down? Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Yes, I do. Have fun, you know, and yes, there's a person that you will meet. In fact, there's two or three, and then maybe contenders into new things.
Wow. That's
okay.
I'm excited. I'm really, you know, they feel really
and
good.
Call us back and let us know, because you will meet someone.
Thank you so much. It's at actually a resort spa, so I'm kind of making it a vacation. I'm going for the weekend.
Mm.
I have no idea where that's
Wonderful.
At.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I
yeah.
don't know where that's at. Okay, well, you have a good day, sweetie, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Have
much.
Fun on the line. Get your outfits together. Sounds fun.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Okay.
So,
bye.
Barbara.
Yeah.
What have you been
yeah.
doing the last few days?
Oh, my goodness. I remember last week, and you gave me advice about my back hurt. I'm all healed. I've gone to doctors. What I've done is I've done two recent shoots this month, and I've been
right.
editing the film, and I'm so excited because the photographs turned out amazing, and I just love creating, and
you're
so I was very pleased with it.
Oh,
Thank
wow.
you.
I don't know what
mm-hmm.
I did to help you through it, but if I did, I'm happy. And you have
Well,
no
you
issues.
Just said it's not going to be permanent, and it's going to get better. And you know what? When you give people help, hope, that helps because their mindset is positive.
That's very true. Very true.
Yeah.
You have some more shoots coming up that I see for
yes.
you. And there's one big one with a pretty good movie star or television star. I don't know who it is, but there's somebody that's going to ask you to do a shoot with them. And there's something
okay.
with a car or doing a shoot with a car, having an automobile, you know, a car.
Yes, that would be awesome. Yeah. The last week, remember I had that really horrible headache and you even noticed I was trying to cover it up and be all cheerful and peppy, and you're like, Barbara, you're not yourself today. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got this splitting headache for literally 3 days in a row, and you and the back too, and you said you're gonna get better, and sure enough, every day, and today I'm totally better. Do I seem back to myself?
You sound wonderful. Next time that happens, Barb, get some Sudafed non-drowsy formula. That helps a lot. Because a lot of times we think, you know, it's headaches when there's sinus, you know, it's a sinus thing. So you might try that.
Okay, definitely.
Okay.
I will. Thank you. And thanks for asking about me.
It could be the Walmart brand.
Right. I always get that kind of brand, or I always go to like the Kroger brand. It's the same
right.
stuff. I read the back of it's the same. So I'd rather pay $1 than $15.
Got that right. Okay.
Good advice
so Johnny,
for the listeners.
Hi.
Who's next, Johnny?
Area code 631.
631, you are on live with psychic medium Dale Cheer. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. First time on. Thank you. My question is, I am really
Wait, what is
my name's Suzanne.
And where are you from?
Long Island.
Hey. How you doing?
Not really good. I'm exhausting myself. I'm cooking, cleaning, doing everything by myself, single, have a late teenage son, and I'm job hunting, and I'm traveling 33 miles a day to work. I'm burnt. I need to find something closer, and I need to find something in March.
Okay.
And I'm going to be 60, so I just like energize a rabbit.
You're a baby. You're a baby. Okay, my
but not
God.
Really. I don't feel like one right now. So all I have to do.
You gave me a lot of stuff going on there.
My biggest concern, I really just want to find something closer to home. I don't know if I should find a part-time job, wait till something gets full-time. I just can't take this rat race.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you like a job, I mean, where you can be in the car and deliver food?
Not at all. I'm driving 33 miles a day because it's 16 miles one way and 16 and a half miles back.
Okay, so
no,
you don't
and I
want to look at a car. Okay.
No, I want something like 5 minutes away if I could.
Hey, what do I look
10
like?
Minutes.
I'm not the wish psychic. I'm like the tell it like it is psychic. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank God.
In fact, you're going to get something right around the corner. I get something more receptionist work or
I didn't even reply. I didn't even apply for any receptionist work at all. I don't even have the skills for that. I applied for like bus monitor, food service worker at a school, that kind of stuff.
Well,
aid, teacher
like
aid.
School. Hello. Listen to me.
I'm sorry.
You're doing your own reading. Okay.
No. I'm just saying that's what I applied for.
No, it doesn't matter what you apply for. The school thing looks very good.
I ask real quick, I applied for food service or teacher aid or bus monitor, just those three with all the schools.
Okay. Don't talk so fast. I know back east we all talk fast, but don't talk so fast. Okay. Future aid, what did you say? Give me the three ones again.
I'm sorry. Teacher aid in one school that's really
uh-huh.
close. Then uh-huh. there's a food service because I had to take something just to get my foot in the door. I applied for that at the same school district that's close, and then a bus
okay.
monitor job, but it's only in the mornings, and that's a little bit
no,
like
no,
15.
No, I don't see that. That's not you.
Oh, hallelujah. So do you see see the teacher aid or food service
talking,
both?
You keep talking so fast that it's running over my head and I can't get it. What was the first one?
Okay, I'll slow down. I just applied for a food service, like in the kitchen, helping make the food with a certain school district. For the same school district, I really would want to be a teacher aide. I applied
okay,
for
let me
both.
Tell you, stop right there. It seems like you will be offered both, but you'll have the pick of which one you want.
Okay, I'm going to take the teacher aide one because it's more
take
hours.
Take the teacher aide because that's close to where you want to be, but you're also good at food, too, you know? So
yeah.
It's okay. It's all right to, you know, take the food one, too, because you like
but
making
but the food one's
food
only
food.
Subbing, so I'd just be on call. So I would just do it until I got an aide job.
You probably could do both. What? You don't know,
no, I can't because the aide's full-time.
Oh, I see. Well, don't worry. You're getting one of them. So it's not that bad, and it's good, and you'll be fine. My question to you is this, though. You're in Long Island, and I've only been there a couple of times. It's beautiful up there, you know? So, like, how do you get anywhere? Because it's like, are you go by train or what?
No, you have to have a car. If you don't have a car, you're, like, skunked.
Then why are you up there? What do you want to live up there?
Well, I've been here, and my son's only 19. I'm just not going to pick up and leave him.
Okay.
And he has a dad that he has to see also.
And what?
And he has a dad that he has to see also. He goes back and forth between the two of us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I just can't
because
pick up and say adios.
Later on, there will be a thought or an option to move if you want to.
Well, hopefully I'm married. That's another thing. I'd like to be married. I've been single too long.
Well, I'm not going to do a whole hour.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But do you
I
see?
It's important. But I have to ask you this: what month are you born?
October.
October what?
Fifth.
Okay, so you're a Libra, and you have some Scorpio in you, and you're just very, very balanced. And you like things to be balanced. You like people to be balanced. You have it all. Don't give up on one thing. You do. You just don't know it. You know, the world out there is pretty bad right now. So you have it all and don't worry about it. And it's going to get better and better and better for you. So not to worry and give us a call back on
that. Well, I'd like to be retiring in my 60s and have a nice man and travel. That's what I'd like.
There we go.
Can I say something?
Manifesting it.
Okay,
I know, but I
want
to say something.
What?
Oh, well, you know, this lady has a lot of questions. Why don't you tell her how she can contact you for a reading?
Yes. DaleShears.com. And what's your phone number, Dale?
808-372-1816. 808-372-1816. And it's Dale, DaleLe. Shear, SCHEAR.com is my website.
Well, thank you. So you think I'll get in a couple of weeks a job?
You will, for sure.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Contact Dale. You won't regret it.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you.
The reason I say aloha, I spent a lot of time in Hawaii and Lake Tahoe, so, you know, I can't get the aloha out of there because I'm very much aloha spirited. Okay,
you're
go
a
ahead.
New Jersey girl who says aloha.
Well, yeah. Well, what am I supposed to open the show and say, how you doing?
Right, you say that so well, too.
How you
cute.
Doing? You know?
I love it.
I think aloha is a lot better. Okay, next one, Johnny.
All right. Next one is area code 330.
330, you're on live with psychic medium Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas, what a weird name place. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I never heard of it.
Yeah, we call it the Little Apple here.
Oh, that's so cute. That is really cute. So, how can I help you?
Yes, I've been having a lot of interviews in this 3-year-old job search, and I'm very confident. I'm very close to be getting returning to higher education student services and a full-time job.
Right.
Do you see that happening?
Can you slow down your speech? We're not going to cut you off, but I have to understand what you're saying.
All right. I've been having a lot of interviews recently, and I'm very confident that I'm going to be offered a position in higher education student services after being out for almost 3 years. Do you see that happening here in the next few weeks?
Definitely. No doubt in my mind. I don't know if it'll be in a week, but definitely. But you better slow down your sweet speech or you're not going to get no job. People have to understand you. Okay?
Right.
You're a good person. You're highly intelligent. You know right from wrong. And you could go into Mensa type thing because you're going to go for other degrees. So just hang in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and I got a lot of places where they might offer me.
Well, see, I don't know. What type of work do you do?
I would like to work in academic advising with college students on the undergraduate level.
I tell you, Barbara, we are not getting the bottom of the barrel. We are just getting the higher of the highest people calling in. It's unreal.
Yes.
I can't believe.
Yes.
They're beyond my pay grade.
Little, they just need that little extra advice, but they are doing things, that's for sure.
I mean, people the whole week, I mean, every week, it's something. Anyway, to answer your question, sir, do you already have your PhD?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, but you will get a PhD if you go for it. Are you hearing me?
Yes. But I still have to take statistics classes.
Okay. Take them. You're going to do it later on. Okay? In the future, within 5 years, you'll have it. And as far as job, you will get a higher, very high potential job. So, you know, just be confident. Okay?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Being confident is super important. And I did like what you said. You said, you know right from wrong. That just makes me feel so good to hear that. Every time I would leave the house, my dad would just say, I love you, and you know right from wrong. And I would have that mindset every time I stepped out of the house.
That's true. You know, mine would say it's very, my mother would say it's very hard to be good and very easy to be bad. So be, you know, be aware of it.
Really? Yes, it does. It makes the child just aware, or the young teenager aware of that. And it's a good thing to just put right in their mind when they're walking out the door.
That's a good thing.
And now when he's going on all of his job interviews, he's going to be going in with confidence and also knowing that he's on the right track, talking to you. It just sometimes is the last thing people just need, that extra boost. And I think that's what you give up to a lot of people.
Well, thank you. But I thank Johnny for putting this show out there so that people can hear it. And he's doing a fabulous job, and it's getting better and better and better.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, well, thank you for everyone for helping. And I'm always trying to learn better ways of helping you two out as well whenever you come on. So,
you are. You're doing just fine. So do we have another caller?
Yes, yes we do. 914.
914, you're on. Yes, you're on with psychic medium Dale Shear. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Christine, and I'm in
I can't hear her.
We can't hear you. Can you talk closer to your microphone?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. That's better.
Christine, and I'm calling from New York.
What is with New York? Is there something going on there?
Yeah, what's going on? We always have the New Yorkers. You're a magnet for New Yorkers.
Well, maybe because I'm from Jersey, New York. So what part of New York are you from?
I'm from Westchester County.
That's upstate again.
It's like half an hour from the city, half an hour upstate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been there. Never, ever, ever. You know.
It's really beautiful.
I know. It's Rockwell country up there. Are you near Herkimer?
I don't think so. I'm not sure where that is.
Look it up one day. That's where they have the Herkimer diamonds, the crystals that have a lot of power and a lot of energy. It's kind of neat. What do you need to know, Katie? If you do, look at Herkimer.
Okay. I was just wondering if there's any messages for me. I lost a pet, and I was just wondering if there's anything that the angels or my guides have to say.
Sweetie, that's a very rough topic for me because I just lost one about a month ago. So I know how you feel, and mine was 11-and-a-half German Shepherd that we had to put down, and it hurts more than anything. And I've never been asked to do what you want me to do, but all I can say is this, that all dogs go to heaven. All I can say is that it's rough, and if you can get another dog right away, we'll take away some of that pain, or if you have one, we had another one, so that helped a lot. But the grieving part of it is pathetic, and I totally understand what you're going through. That's the best I can tell you, but I can't answer that question of what you want me to do because it hurts too much for me.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Pardon me?
I completely understand. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. But God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, next one.
The next one is, give me one second here. Is 323. You're on the air.
323. You're on with Dale Shear, psychic medium. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, and what's your name?
Great. My name is Yvette.
And where are you from?
California.
What part?
I guess my general question.
No. What part of California are you from?
Oh, Northern California.
Be specific. Where in Northern California?
San Jose?
Got it. Okay. What do you want to know, sweetie?
I want to know about love. It's a question I haven't asked in years, really. almost reluctant to ask psychics about it because I've been doing my own work, but I feel like I'm just curious.
Okay. Are you alone now by yourself? I mean, you don't have anybody?
I'm single.
Okay. But you've kind of chosen it that way because you're very set in your ways and you love to do what you want to do. You don't want anybody telling you what to do. And that's kind of, you've always been the leader, not the follower. And that's kind of, you know, the way you are now. As far as a man coming in, there'll be plenty coming in if you want it. But as far as I do not see marriage at this time.
That's cool. I'm not, it was more of just finding the right connection. I mean, if the right connection comes in, anything, it's, the potential of anything's possible. It's just that's number one, finding the right connection, because I can meet guys any day of the week.
Right. No, that's exactly what I just said, and you're repeating it.
Right.
Okay?
So really,
you meet someone depends on what circles you go in or what you do. But I do see a quite a good-looking guy with gray hair, and I want to say Don or Donald or something, Don. I don't think you know him yet. He's pretty good-looking. And I do see people around you, male and female. I just see a lot of people around you.
Okay. Well, there are people around me. Go on.
Yeah, but what do you do, sweetie?
I do all kind of stuff. I'm personal assistant, nanny. I do all
kinds
of
stuff.
That's
hard. Do you ever get out of the house?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You need to get out more.
Okay.
But, you know, do you do anything with the dating online?
No.
Okay. Just then get someone to introduce you to someone and you'll be just fine.
That's what I want, the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. Boy, is that old-fashioned. Well, you're going to have to talk to your friends about that, okay?
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
You have it all together, so.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
All right. What else we got to talk about, Barb?
Well, I was just going to ask you. So some people say to find your, and we heard about the soulmate description last time, which I found very interesting, that are we, okay, if we want to find that special person in our life, do we not look, but put ourselves out there as far as telling our friends about it, you know, making it known that, hey, if you have any nice friends that you think that I would get,
let me put it
I mean, what do we do?
Right. I'm going to ask you a question real quick. Knowing who you are, have you ever just put yourself out there and you have men flock to you, right?
Oh, I made a mistake, actually, for myself. It was a mistake to ask my friends to introduce me.
You don't have any problems finding a man, correct?
That is correct.
Neither did I, okay? The question is, how do you not find a man? You know, my whole life I've been married, you know, one way or another. But I would say one thing. I've never had a problem getting a man or attracting a man. My problem has always been getting rid of him.
Well, what about getting the right one, though?
Hello? Okay. It appears that Barbara, give me one second here. Okay, we have apparently we lost Barbara and Dale. So I'm going to try and call them back. Give me a second here. Give me one moment. All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You want to? I got to hang up for you to call me back.
No. Don't worry. I'll just connect you, and then I'll get I'll get Barb on the phone, and then we'll just keep taking
calls. Yeah, what happened? What happened?
I have no idea. It just happened. Let me see here. My apologies.
No, it's not your fault.
Okay, she's right there. Let me see if we can get a hold of her. I'm going to try calling her again. These things happen sometimes. They happen sometimes. And she says that she's trying to call back because it's a busy signal. Let me.
Something wrong with your line.
You are.
I got dropped and I tried to get back on and I cannot do it.
Me neither.
I will say this. I noticed something tonight. Because we're on the show. We're about having you both back on the air. We're not getting as many calls as we normally would. And you would think that's a little bit strange because, you know, of all the advertising that we did. I mean, you know, we really, really advertised this show, like, to death because we wanted to make sure that you got out there. And...
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking that other people are probably having problems with getting busy signals.
Yes,
and,
probably.
And because, I mean, I'm just telling you, Dale, I want me and Barbara, we went the full 10 yards.
I know, but you can't help AT&T or Blog Talk Radio if something screws up, so you just let it be. Do you have any people on the line right now?
Sure, Lou. Yes, we do. I'm going to put area code 846 on the air, but I'm just telling you, it's, you know.
Hello?
Hey, 646, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you? Hi, Dale.
Hi. We're getting a lot of calls. What's happening is I think the you know what happens too, John, is that it gets so busy that it'll knock everybody off.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what's happened to me a lot of times. I once had 6,000 phone calls and boom, it just knocked everything out. So people tell other people, and then it isn't what you haven't done. It's what you did right, and everybody's calling, and you may have to increase your frequency from 50 to 100.
Mm-hmm. What I'll do is, were you getting a busy signal when you're trying to call back, Dale?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make sure to submit a ticket to Blog Talk.
Okay.
No, 646, you're on. Sorry.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi.
646.
Yes. Hi. 646. What's your
Hello?
Name?
Diana.
Hi. Diana, where are you from, honey?
New York.
New York. My favorite place. Okay. What part of New York?
Queens.
That's even a neat part. People don't really. Is it really built up now?
Oh, yes. There's a lot more buildings now. They're just, definitely. It's less parking.
It's becoming more affluent.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. It's whatever, if you have property or whatever, don't sell it because it's going to get better and better and better. That's what I see.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
It is.
What do you need to
You're absolutely right.
What do you need to know?
Okay, Dale. So I want to know about, me and my boyfriend, we split up, but I feel like it's not done yet.
How long has it been? How long has it been?
Well, it's been a couple of days, but I'm going to go away for school. So, you know, not sure about, you know, he's still in my mind, still in my heart. So I'm not sure how to proceed.
Okay. Where are you going away for school? Where?
Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Are you going to South Australia where there's no, where
no,
there aren't any
fires? Western Australia. Well, no, Western.
Okay. That's one of the reasons. Did he break up with you or you broke up with him?
He broke up with me.
And that's the reason. He's getting rid of you before you get rid of him. Oh, he's scared because you're leaving. It's an abandonment issue on his behalf. And you're leaving and you're going to Australia. And then he knows or thinks he won't be seeing you again. And he's right, because you're going to meet another guy there. And this is kind of like, let it be over. Let it be, because you can't fix his abandonment issues. So you're leaving him, and that's why he got rid of you.
Okay. Because was it also because I was getting too close to him?
Yes. And you will end up being friends, so don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. I have to say it's hard to let go.
I know that. But you're leaving, honey. You're the one who's leaving. You could choose to stay, but you know, I don't think you want it.
But I come back every 4 months. It's not like I'm staying there permanently.
So go and text him or email him every so often, and when you come back, let him know you're there. And if he doesn't come around, then let it be. Okay? But it's not meant to be. You know, when you throw something up in the air, and when it boomerangs, if it's meant to be, it'll come back.
Gotcha.
I do see you still talking with him and being with him, but he has abandonment issues, and he doesn't like the idea that you're going away. Okay?
Well, okay. All right. All right.
But why? What were you going to say?
No, it's just I don't want to leave him either. But I have to finish school. So, you know, I did tell him I would come every 4 months. I'm sorry?
Such is life. No, such is life. Just let it go for now. You know, I still feel that it's not over with, so just hang in there a little bit, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for telling me about the other guy.
You're going to have plenty of other guys, not to worry.
Exciting. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Aloha. Anyway, who do we have next, Johnny?
We have 509.
509, you're on live with psychic medium Dale Shear.
You could drop the medium part.
Okay.
Okay. Who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
There we go. We're losing them like flies.
509, are you there?
Apparently not. Move on to the next one, John.
Okay. Area code 631.
631, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dale.
Hi. And who are you and where are you from?
My name is Christine, and I'm from Long Island, New York.
You know what?
I'm a New Yorker.
Somebody needs to promote me up there in Long Island for me to fly in and have a show so that I can answer everybody's questions and do things.
I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about that since you mentioned it, so I'm going to manifest.
Okay, you're echoing, Barb. Do you know that?
I know. Yes, I noticed that.
Huh. Okay, we'll talk to the lady. What's your name again?
Okay, I was wondering if you see anything for me coming up. I'm recently retired from an illness that I had, so I had to retire from work. And I'm feeling much better and was wondering if you see me going back to work and just any details you might be able to pick up.
All right, fine. Can you tell me what the illness is?
I'm in remission.
Okay,
I had
gotcha.
Yeah.
You had cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you have it, honey?
Breast cancer.
Okay.
And I had serious surgery, yeah.
Did you have a double mastectomy?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. But you're fine now, right?
Yes.
How long has it been?
I was diagnosed in May of 2017.
Okay.
Hello?
We lost you. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here, though.
Okay. You're here. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Definitely getting a job. Have you thought of helping other people with breast cancer and talking to them and talking them through it and helping them along their path? Have you thought about that?
I have.
That is one of the things you should be doing, because you can help thousands. If you can help one person in mankind, you help a world full of souls. And there's a lot of people out there that are scared of the mastectomy, and they're scared. And usually that proves to be mission-proof for a very long time. So you need to talk some people through it that have it. And as far as work is concerned, maybe something with the cancer community would be good. Or helping people. Anything with helping.
Okay. I would love that. I would love that. I'm going to start to look into some of the avenues, and I'm just, you know, thinking of how I would get into that. I do go to a meeting, and I actually do sit and I talk with them, and I try to help them. So I do like that.
Well, I'm sure if you go around to ask at some of the hospitals or whatever, they might have people that would come and see you that you could counsel on a one-to-one basis and help them either through it or past it or whatever. But you've had
that's a great idea. I can go up to the hospital. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you know, it's just, that's the way it is, and you'd be very good at it because people need that support. They need it.
I know. Really do, and I have a lot of energy for it too, so that's a really good idea.
And you're going to be fine, just fine, so not to worry. I do not see cancer again.
Oh, thank you. That's fantastic.
And
thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you have a good night.
Thank you.
Yes,
you too.
That's so great, because she can turn something in that was really a hard thing in life to go through to helping so many people through it, because she is a survivor and she went through it, you know, double mastectomy.
The good part is nowadays the survival rate's a lot better than what it used to be. It's not a death sentence so much as, you know, if you follow
sometimes you find your purpose when things like really, really, really hard things happen to you. Like I was on the train the other day and I met this guy, just happened to be, you know, there was no room, standing room only, and I found a little niche there, and he was so cool. He lost a whole leg and his hand.
Okay.
So he had the prosthesis, and he was a very beautiful young man in great shape, nice looking,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to him, and he actually became the host of the Discovery Channel Shark Week, because he, you know, got bitten by the shark. That's what had happened to him.
Wow.
And yes.
Yeah.
And look how that turned around for him. He's a host of a show.
Sometimes,
he has no fear
now.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need, I know everything in my life that happened that was negative that I've seen. Because I've had those things happen to me, I can help other people through it. And that's
right.
What I feel good about. And you're the same way. God,
yep.
I got to meet you. I mean, I got to see you in person. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, we will soon.
No, really, for sure. But,
thank
I mean,
you.
It's just like you got so, you understand so much beyond the human capacity. It's beyond. And people don't know you have a brain. You know, they just see you pretty in your body, but they don't realize how intelligent you are. And you are very intelligent and have a lot of common sense.
Thanks, Dale. That means a lot coming from you, especially. Thank you.
And John's the same way. I mean, he's very giving and caring and worries about people. And he's just a doll. He's just like, you can't get
him. He really
down.
Is.
Yeah.
He is highly intelligent. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to handle this every day. I mean, he's right.
I know that. I know that feeling. I like one to be. Okay, who do we have next?
916.
Oh, I know that. That's Sacramento. Okay.
You are on the air, 916. Welcome to the show. You're live with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sort of. Are you in a barrel or
Hello?
Something? Yes. Can you hear
hey,
us?
How about now?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't hear the ding that said I was on air. So thank you very much
okay.
for taking my call.
That's okay. Are you in Sacramento?
I am, yes.
Oh, yes, you're right near me, Lake Tahoe.
Oh,
so
okay,
what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. I was either going to ask either about my love life or my career, but I, you know what, I'll go with the career part. If you can
what type
help
of
me
work
out
do
my...
you do? What is your first name?
My name is Ray. I live in West Sacramento.
Okay. I'm about to say something. Yeah. There's a lot of changes upcoming for you. And a lot of those changes are doing different things that you've never done before. You have the ability to help both male and female in every avenue and every aspect, including teaching, you know, all kinds of things, you know. So you have a new path coming your way, and it's going to be very, very good.
Huh. Okay. Deep.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess, so like, you know, my question, I guess, also too is, you know, I just got a job recently after being unemployed for 10 months. You know, but I'm bored.
Uh-huh.
It's obviously a stepping stone to what I'm passionate, what I want to do. But the
what
future
do you
is just
do?
So I work in public relations, but my passion is politics, and I'm helping people here in the Sacramento area run for politics,
uh-huh.
and that's my passion. But I'm doing it for a side gig. I've even thought about running. For politics, but where I'm at
you
now
should.
Has nothing to do with that.
I know, but you should, because you have a lot to say, a lot to give, and a lot to do. And as far as helping people in the political ring, boy, do we need the help. So, you know, anybody jumping in there would be a good thing to do.
So, do you see something within this year, or what you do see? I guess.
I definitely see doing something of that nature. Stay with the job now, just temporarily, because you're right. It's a stepping stone to something else. And then the next thing you know, you will be doing something with helping somebody quite famous in politics. So stay in there. It'll be good.
Helping someone? Yes, I'm actually helping somebody right now, and they have a little bit of fame to them. You know, they have a very large Twitter following, and being on the team, I can tell.
You want to state
about my,
you want to state who that person is right now? Give them a little.
No, I don't want to say who the person is. Definitely not.
Okay. All right. All I know is, hang in there with that. Do the best you can because you're going to move up and up and up and up, and you're going to have, you know, you'll get into politics. It'll be good.
Okay.
It wouldn't be my choice,
okay.
but you'll be good.
But you know what? It's what keeps me going. It's what makes me tick. And even
uh-huh.
on the local level, when I just kind of help people, I can already tell the difference because, you know, I'm in tune to politics. I apply my
mm-hmm.
practicality. And also my background in public relations is also a big help. And I just love doing it. Like right now, I'm on my way to a political meeting in my hometown here in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And I like doing that. Most people don't. And that's why it's like I'm doing something that has nothing to do with politics, and I can't wait to get out of it. And I just started.
Look, just hang in there for a while. That's okay. For a while. I mean, but I think you will do the world a service with some of your new ideas and how you have advanced thinking and advanced ways of doing things. So it's just going to take time before that comes into fruition. And anyway, you can call me if you want anytime, that 808-372-1816, and that is, I'm in Lake Tahoe right now, okay?
Is your number on the Blog Talk website that's featuring the show right now?
I don't know. Is it, Barbara?
No.
I don't take care of that part, but go to our website.
We'll take care of that part.
We'll take care of it. Thank you, because...
Okay, thank you.
We will just make a note of that.
That's why she's good at marketing. I love it.
Thanks.
Go for it, sweetie.
Yeah.
Whoever you're voting for, I want to vote for, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I
Have
love
a good
it.
Day.
Thank God somebody has a passion for politics. I mean, we need those people. They need
to have passion
and it keeps them going, you know. I love it.
But she has a great idea, Jonathan. Put my phone number on the Blog Talk Radio at Psychic Deals here. That's all.
What I'll do is, I'll put it on the show description for next week.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Perfect.
We'll do that.
But only call this number for private consultation, not for the blog, you know, not for the show.
That's
right.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
I put it on all our posts. All over Facebook, I put your phone number. I'm pretty sure.
I think we're having phone issues because you're echoing to me, and it's no big thing. It'll get better, John, next week.
I don't think anybody's driving.
We have had a heck of a lot of people call. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you know it. Are you aware of it?
From New York?
Johnny
from everywhere.
But.
Johnny sees who's calling. We have a lot of people from the New York area, but like everywhere too.
Yeah, they're everywhere, but it does seem like you're from a lot of New York because I checked the area code.
Well, I'm a New Yorker, Jersey, New York, so that's why. Who knows?
All right.
Okay.
Funny,
what
you're attracting them.
Yeah, you're attracted is right. I love it.
Next one is. So let's try 509 again. We tried that one before, and there wasn't anybody there. 509.
Okay, 509, you're on the air live with Del Shear.
No, they're not. John, move on.
Okay, they're not.
Throwing a blank.
Okay.
Wait, did I hear someone?
Yes.
It's still going, huh?
Are you there? 509 is on live. With Dale Shear. We can't hear you. Speak up a little bit.
Okay, John, move on to the next one. This is not going to go well. Go on to the next one.
All right, the last one is 203.
203, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. Thanks for taking
my
call.
That's Stephanie. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
You got to talk into your phone.
I am calling from Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, Connecticut.
There's some car troubles that will be hold you unless you've already had it. I see a change of cars or doing something with a change of cars. I also see you going somewhere by train. I also see you... meeting somebody and having fun and going out and having good times. You've had enough of the bad times, and now it's time for the good times.
I agree.
Okay. So what was your question, please?
I'm calling about this job that I've been in for 7-8 months now. It's not really what I was told it was going to be. It's kind of changed management a few times. And
okay,
yeah.
Wait. What kind of work is that?
I work with a development company for...
We're hearing more from your dog than you.
Yeah, I know and they're barking. I work for a management company.
Okay, I got a dog.
I work with residents in the community.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So I connect them to services in the community. We develop plans that help enrich their lives, after school programs.
Well, how wonderful. Is that your own business?
No, it's actually for a company.
Well, you're helping a lot of people, and that's a wonderful job, and it's a shame. It should be your own business. You know, but, we're doing nothing. We're getting a lot of servers of the universe right now, and you're helping people because times are going to get rough with this coronavirus. So, and, you know, a lot of people will be stuck indoors, and, you know, it'll be rough. So what's happening, too, is we need people to lift us up and, and help tell us of all the other activities that are out there. And I think you're put right where you're supposed to be.
Well, see, that was my question, job security. Do you see me switching jobs or staying at this company? I really just don't know because the management.
I see you staying at this company, and if you don't, there's another job just like it around the corner.
Oh, that's good enough.
Not to worry.
Nice. Okay. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you for calling tonight from Connecticut. Okay? All right. Johnny, do we have any more or what's going on?
We have another person that called in when she did. So this is, I'll put this person on if you want.
Sure.
20.
Hi, 520.
Oh.
You're on with Psychic Del Shear. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Okay, and what is your name, sweetie?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. And where are you from?
Arizona.
Okay. You, too, have helped a lot of people. You are very highly intelligent. I don't know why. We're just really scoring with the intelligence level. You're about to be making some changes.
Oh, wow.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know.
Let me do you one better. What are your options?
I have a lot of options, actually, and I'm in an industry now where
you're what?
I can set.
Yeah.
I'm in a work industry now where I'm an independent contractor. I make my own hours, and
uh-huh.
I'm good at it. I do.
Okay, you gotta talk a little faster. What is it you want to know, sweetie?
Right now?
Yes.
How do you see the next couple of months as far as income goes?
I don't see any problems with income whatsoever. You can budget yourself if you want, but I don't see it to be really bad for you. So, I mean, just
okay.
Hang in there. And,
all right.
You know, hey, we're all in this with what's going on in the world, so it's going to end eventually, and everything will go back to normal. So just hang in there, and all will be well.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Barb, what's going on?
Well, I am a little concerned about the coronavirus, hearing the news this morning. Yes.
I'm more than concerned. The best I can tell people, just for the heck of it, and it's going to be something I'm going to be doing on Sunday, is, San Francisco, Sacramento, we're just like, you know, too close to it too. But I'm telling people and friends of mine, actually, you can laugh all you want, but I feel you should stock up with 2 weeks' worth of food and movies and books and whatever is going to turn you on to be able to, if you have to stay in the house, keep yourself occupied and get something for exercising. And
let me ask you this. Do you think this corona thing is going to affect our photo shoot?
What, in May?
Yes.
I don't know. That I don't know.
I thought about that, too, with Johnny traveling.
I don't know. It's not even March yet. I think by then it'll probably be peaked out is what my gut's feeling is, okay?
Mm.
You know, but if, you know, it depends if you want to get on a plane and go. A lot of people, I don't. I was supposed to go to Hawaii, and I turned that down. It's just like they're offering face masks to go to Hawaii, and then they take your temperature, and then you have to go through security and go, I don't think I want to go through that, you know?
I heard LAX is just a nightmare right now.
Really?
Because of it, yes.
So is San Francisco, by the way.
And I was at the doctor's, and she said the face mask is not really going to prevent it. It's still going to get through the face mask. If you come across somebody who has it, the face mask really is not going to help. That's what the doctor said today.
It's probably true, but you know what? They're learning new things about it, and it's kind of weird. What's happening now is in San Francisco, UC Davis, there's a guy, you know, who has it, and he did not meet anybody in China or meet anybody with the disease. And I think that they need to track him back 2 weeks back on almost every person he met to find out where this thing came from, you know. Because if it comes by just, you know, comes out there, that's not good. But, you know, I do see it ending and coming to a better situation in the next few months. I think it'll be okay in May. I do.
Good.
I can't say we're positive because if we're not, we'll all be on the phone for hours. We'll be doing show after show after show to help people.
But I like your advice about stocking up because you get a lot of gallons of water and canned goods and things like that because it's happened. Look at China. Nobody can leave. I mean, they can't get anything delivered.
Yeah, I just saw that in South Korea, they were standing in line to get to the grocery store. I feel like, I don't know, do you guys have Winco down in L.A.? I don't think
so.
Okay, well, whatever. Get your toilet paper. Get everything you need for 2 weeks and be happy because whether it happens or not, you can still rotate your food and be okay. My husband, I told him, okay, here's what's on my list. I'm getting a turkey. He laughed because I made poor turkeys. I said, that'll last 3 or 4 days. Then you get a roast that'll last about 4 or 5 days. You know, get stuff that you know that you can make stuff with.
Like chili beans, lots of onions to cook with. Yeah. Stock,
hey, no,
like
just go to Tommy's for that. Sorry.
I'm not going to be able to leave my house.
Well, then there's DoorDash. They'll do it.
Well, they're not going to be able to leave their home.
No, that's not
either.
True. They said on Bloomberg actually today, the stocks of Grubhub and all those will do very well. Yes, they will.
Okay. Good.
So you can get your food delivered. It's not an issue. I mean, it's not a epidemic like that where you can't go outside and breathe the air, that's not happening.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. I just wanted to ask you that question.
Well, I have been talking to my husband and everybody else, and I'm down to talking to the dog because that's the only one that will listen to me at this point. I'm going, stock up, stock up. I start this Sunday.
Okay, I'm going to do it too. I saw a lady stocking up at Target today. I mean, she had gallons of water, and I thought that to myself. She's probably stocking up.
That's not a good sign. I have Sparkles water. They deliver. They continue to deliver.
Okay.
Oh, Amber. So, anyway, Johnny, what's your thoughts on this?
What? My thoughts?
Yeah.
Panic. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, my father's a doctor, so he'll know what to do. But I asked him, I said, do you think that the coronavirus will be as bad as AIDS? And he goes, no, you know, it's not. It's I mean, it's just that I think that what it is that he said that China didn't really do a good job of handling it.
Oh.
Well, I think they did a pretty good job considering they didn't know what they were dealing with. You know, but that's what I think. You know, when you're dealing with a cruise ship and you're dealing with all that stuff, and it's the first time ever that this has happened like this, you know, it's not just the flu. You know, I know so many people, thousands of people die of the flu every year. This is not the flu. This is something that is very serious. But I'm looking, Barbara.
Yeah.
I'm looking for islands to fly to.
Yeah.
That would be away from all the.
I love that about you because you're always thinking of like the best option of fun, the best place that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. Are we done or what's going on?
We are done. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I will do the shout out for Dale.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are hearing us today because of something weird going on with the phones. I don't know.
Yes, we did. Sorry about the technical problems, but I think you blasted the phones up, Dale. I mean, you've got
I've done it
the
before.
Record.
So many
callers. So,
okay, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thanks
Johnny's
a lot.
Going to take care of that.
Thank
and so,
you.
But let's just say your phone number one more time.
Oh, okay.
It's Dale Shear, 808-372-1816. Leave her a message, text her, and you can further your psychic counseling with her and get a real in-depth reading, which would be wonderful. Or go to your website. Contact you there at DaleShear.com.
At DaleShear.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and stop by our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And if you would like to see that beautiful picture of her and Johnny Carson,
that's when I was very young, mind you. I was extremely young.
So beautiful. I love that photo of you and he together. Just that story is fun. If you missed it, you guys, you can hear that story again on our YouTube channel and hear all of our other shows. And don't forget to subscribe. We appreciate your support.
Please subscribe.
Thank you, everybody. Yes.
A big aloha. We have to discuss that word for everybody. A big aloha. I'm trying to get my friends to Hawaii call in, but the time span is different. You know, we're going to go to daylight savings time, I think March 6th or 7th. Everything is going to change again.
I like it. I like it when it gets hotter, too. It was hot today here. It was a really nice day.
Well, would you believe in Nevada it was 70 degrees?
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And I've been in the
I
sun
do believe
day.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for everything you've done. Love you a lot, okay?
Okay. Did you do the shout-out? Want to do the shout-out,
yes,
Barbara?
I did. I already just did.
Oh, okay.
So life, laughter, happiness across the board, social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Did it. Done. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Great show. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. Aloha. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Good night, Barbara. Good night, Dale.
Thanks.